Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to minisode number 147 on the More Than Fitness Podcast. In today's topic, we are going to touch on how to, quote unquote, clean up your diet without hating life. I wanted to talk about the subject because it's one of the common phrases or verbiage that I hear whenever people want to sign up with me for one-on-one coaching. They fill out their coaching application and they say, I want to clean up my diet. And of course, you hear that if I'm just talking to random people or friends or whatever, they're like, oh, I know, I need to clean up my diet. I need to do, I need to get to the gym more. I need to do X, Y, and Z. And with this minisode, I just wanted to kind of explain a step-by-step process on how to do that and what does, quote-unquote, clean up your diet even mean and how should you approach that. So I think the first thing, the overarching theme of cleaning up your diet based off of my experience as a dietitian, as a fitness coach for several years, working with hundreds of people, and then just understanding the science behind this, a really good start for somebody who comes to me and they're like, hey, I want to clean up my diet. What I would tell them to do, and it might be different than what they think I would tell them to do. They would probably think that I would tell them, okay, you need to stop drinking so much soda, you need to stop drinking so much alcohol, you need to stop eating so many desserts, you need to stop eating bread, right? You need to stop eating carbs, whatever it is. But notice how I said you need to stop doing this, you need to stop doing X, Y, and Z. But from a behavioral standpoint, what we all know that the pithy little phrase here is what you resist persists. So anytime you guys know, anytime somebody tells you that you can't or shouldn't do something, something in our weird little primal monkey minds, we say, now I really want to do that thing, or now I'm really craving that exact thing that I keep telling myself I can't have. So from a behavioral standpoint, telling you not to eat sweets, not to have soda, not to do X, Y, and Z, that's the wrong way to go about it. So instead of subtracting things from what you already do, we're going to add things, right? So instead of telling you to stop drinking so much soda, I would tell you to start drinking a glass of water between each meal. Because what that's going to do is just going to increase, obviously it's going to increase your water consumption, but just by default, what'll likely happen is you'll start drinking less soda as a result as well. Same thing goes for if I tell you to add a serving of vegetables to every single meal that you have. Just the fact that you add vegetables means that you're probably going to eat less of, let's say, starches, for example, on your plate. It's not that starches are bad or anything. However, if you have steak, mashed potatoes, and then you add in vegetables, well, you might be a little bit fuller from the vegetables, so maybe you don't eat as much of the mashed potatoes, and that's going to bring the calorie amount for that meal down. Or maybe the vegetables in that meal makes you more full and satiated than normal, and so you aren't as craving as many sweets after the meal is over, right? So adding vegetables can actually subtract calories for that meal and for the day, because it's a domino effect into these other things, and it's taking away from these more calorie dense options. So adding instead of subtracting is going to be the number one thing. And I'll get into more examples of this. But the way that you want to think about this as well, not only adding instead of subtracting, you want to kind of start with the easiest thing that you can change, essentially, right? And that's like, what can we do with your diet, with your exercise, just anything that you would consider being a healthier option than what you're doing now? What's the easiest thing that we can start to add to your regimen to facilitate this change that you're talking about? How can we build momentum with these small little wins? And of course, I think one of the easiest ones is what I've already mentioned, and one of those is going to be drinking water. I think that's one of the first things that people tend to gravitate towards, because it's pretty simple. It's pretty self-explanatory, right? Drinking more water, people, you just know it's probably a good idea, and then it can start the snowball of you getting a win, and then it's going to make that next win a little bit easier, right? So adding in some water. And so what I would say is exactly what I mentioned. Sometimes with clients, I tell them, okay, let's add in a glass of water before and after each meal. Or I'll say, add in a glass of water before or after each meal, and then also in between each meal, right? So in the periods between meals or snacks, I want you to have another glass of water. And then so throughout the day, this typically just ends up in them drinking more water. So that would be a very easy win. Another easy win, let's say on like the exercise side of things, would be like, all right, so let's add in a walk after lunch every single day. And the reason why I say like after lunch is because I like telling my clients to stack certain habits. So if they're trying to get in the habit of walking more after their lunch break, for example, or I'm sorry, if they're just trying to walk more in general, I want to be like, okay, let's look at your day-to-day right now. And what are you already doing that you could stack this habit on top of? So for me, my walking habit came from, okay, I'm going to wake up. And essentially, as soon as I wake up, I know that I'm going to go and put on some different clothes and put on my athletic shoes, and I'm going to go straight to the treadmill, right? Because I know I wake up, that's kind of, waking up is kind of my trigger to go and walk on the treadmill. So that's kind of the waking up, I guess, is the habit that I'm stacking this with. Another thing would be lunch, for example, right? So after you finish lunch, you know that, okay, once you finish lunch, after you throw away your food, then you're going to either go put on your tennis shoes, right? Or just in the shoes that you're in, and let's go outside and walk for 10 to 20 minutes, right? Or you can go to the treadmill, whatever your situation allows. Or it's like, maybe you can't walk outside or something, you don't have anywhere to walk. It's like, maybe just walk up and down the steps a few times, or walk around your building a few times, right? Or if you have errands to run, how about you go and you park farthest away from wherever you need to go, and then you can increase your step count that way. So increasing your step count, adding in some walking is going to upregulate your activity. It's going to get in some more NEAT throughout your day, some non-exercise activity thermogenesis. This is basically just burning calories outside of formal exercise, right? So those would be a few examples, I think. So those would be two. So one nutrition, one exercise that would be pretty easy to start cleaning up your diet, basically, or cleaning up your fitness regimen. I think another one would be going back to adding and not subtracting. This would be adding more protein to every single meal that you have. So if you normally have 4 ounces of meat with a meal, let's make it 6 ounces, or let's keep it 4 ounces and then add a glass of skim milk with that, for example, right? If you normally have 2 eggs for breakfast, what if we did 2 eggs and we added in some egg whites to that meal as well? So that's going to add in more protein. It's going to keep you fuller for longer. It's going to keep your hunger at bay longer. It's going to reduce some cravings. It's also, of course, protein is going to help with building lean muscle mass. So these are all things that are going to be conducive to living a healthier lifestyle and helping out with your fat loss goals and cleaning up your diet. So adding more protein to every single meal is going to be another one. Like I mentioned earlier, eating more vegetables and fruits with every single meal. So with a client who is on this kind of habit-based process, I would tell them to add a serving of fruits and or vegetables with every single meal or snack. So before they sit down for the meal, they think to themselves, okay, what is, and this is what I usually tell them, this knocks out the last thing too. I tell them to ask themselves, what's your protein source and what is your fiber source, right? And then if you can knock out both of those, you're going to be, you know, 80% of the way there with your meal. So what I'm saying is, if you sit down, you have the eggs and the egg whites, like, okay, that's your protein source. Now, what's your fiber source? Let's say you have oatmeal with the meal. Okay, that's going to be your fiber source. But if you say, let's say you have eggs, or let's say you have a egg bagel, for example, but the bagel is a plain bagel. So it means it's going to be white bread and there's not going to be much fiber in that meal. And so let's say you have an egg and bacon bagel, right? And so you notice you have your protein there, but you don't have any fiber with that meal. So what I would say to add to that meal would be something like a fruit cup, for example. The fruit is going to be your fiber source. There's going to be nutrients inside there, and that balances out the meal to make it a more complete meal with more nutrients in it, more fiber in it, and it's just going to be healthier overall. Right? So those are all going to be very, essentially just think about what things that you can add to your current regimen. How can you work with yourself and not against yourself and not try to overhaul everything at the same time? Because when people say clean up their diet, I think they're thinking like, oh, I need to find this new nutrition regimen. I need to start tracking my calories and my macros. I need to figure out this, that, and the other thing. And sure, you could approach it that way. Maybe if you have experience tracking calories and tracking macros in the past and you just haven't done it in a while, then maybe you could pick that back up. But if you don't normally track and things like that, well, then you might want to take a little bit more of a slower approach and go about it that way. So let's see, other things that I have here. The salad thing. So instead of, if you don't want to add a vegetable to every single meal, just add a side salad to your lunch or your dinner. And that can knock out quite a few servings of vegetables right there. So adding a side salad to your lunch or dinner could be helpful there. Let's see, cleaning up. Oh, another very important thing is going to be managing your hunger throughout the day. This simple thing, just... that's it. These two things that I've mentioned, so adding instead of subtracting, right? Adding healthier items instead of trying to take away the quote unquote unhealthier items. That's going to be the first thing. The second thing is going to be to manage your hunger. This one is going to be huge. Now, these work together because the more protein you have and the more fiber you have, then you're going to, your satiation and your hunger is going to be less just as a result, because more protein and fiber both do a great job at keeping hunger at bay and making you satiated, right? So that's already kind of killing two birds with one stone there. But the other thing that I really want you to think about is going about your day, and your daily regimen is going to be about the same. So think throughout your day, like whenever you wake up, when do you normally get hungry, and how have you planned for that? How are you prepared for that? Maybe you wake up and you have breakfast and then that knocks that out. But then think about lunchtime. When do you normally get hungry around lunchtime, and think about the things that you need to do that day, and how can you make sure that whenever you're eating your meal, you're not at like an 8 to 10 out of 10 on the hunger scale. Make sure you're not ravenously hungry approaching that meal, because the more hungry you are, the more irrational decisions that you're going to make. And so that's why I think managing your hunger is such a big key with cleaning up your diet, is because you're just much more rational whenever you're not hungry. You can make better choices consistently whenever you're not hungry. This is the thing. It just takes a couple minutes to think this out throughout your day. And maybe as your day goes along, check in with yourself, right? Check in, see how you're feeling hunger-wise, and think about, okay, right now I can feel my hunger creeping up, but I know I still have 2 to 3 hours at work before I can get any more food in. Before I can get any more food in me. Well, if that's the case, well, then you probably need to be thinking about some type of snack that you can access right now. So either you need to go to the vending machine, maybe you need to go to the store across the street, maybe you need to go grab a snack at the restaurant, at the cafeteria, or whatever. If you're at home, making sure that you have some type of, I call them emergency snacks, right? That's what I tell my clients to use, is have some emergency snacks available with you at all times, so that if this hunger starts to creep in, you are prepared and you don't let it get up to that 8, 9, or 10 out of 10 hunger scale, so that you make more rational decisions and it makes it that much easier to stick to your goals. So if you're going to try to clean up your diet, make sure you manage your hunger. Essentially, you don't want it to drop below, let's see. So essentially, you don't want to let yourself get too hungry, and you also don't want to let yourself get too full. That's, you want to kind of stay in that middle ground. If you're on a scale of 1 to 10, And so I used 10 being ravenously hungry, and then let's say one is going to be very full. Well, you want to stay within about 4 to 7, right? You never want to let yourself get too hungry, and you also want to make sure that you are not uncomfortably full. Just managing those two things and then using addition instead of subtraction is going to take you a long way, and it's going to allow you to see results for at least some time before you maybe have to get take things to that next step and then maybe track calories or whatever it is that you want to do. But that should do it for quite some time. So if you want to clean up your diet, follow those things. And again, start from the easiest possible thing that you can do with your diet and then do that, get that down, and then you can ramp it up a little bit, right? Then you can do something a little bit more challenging. And then you just stack that over time and keep pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. Okay, and that is it. Real quick, rate, review, subscribe, like, hit the notification bell on YouTube. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast if you aren't already subscribed. Yeah, and thanks for listening. I appreciate you guys. Hope you enjoy this stuff. The feedback has been excellent, and I'm enjoying doing this, and I'm excited to keep doing it for you guys. All right, that is it for Minisode number 147. Thank you guys, as always, for listening and for watching. See ya. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online, one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.